And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. My guests today are Dallas Gray and Haley Bird with the Town of Chino Valley Parks and Rec Department. I also have Patty Lindsay with me. She will be co-hosting as well as talking about community events. And we also have Frank Marbury here with the Public Works Director and the Town Engineer with the Town of Chino Valley. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at KQ&A.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and today I do have a co-host, Patty Lindsay, as well. Patty, say hello.
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 Anyway, we're all here today. Our first guests in our studio today are Dallas Gray and Haley Bird with the Town of Chino Valley Parks and Rec Department. Hey.
Hi. Hello.
How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So we've got a bunch of things going on with Town Parks and Rec. There's a lot of events, especially one maybe this week.
Fourth of July is right around the corner.
Right around the corner this Thursday.
Yep.
So what are some of the festivities and what can we expect with the town Chino Valley?
It's going to be a kick butt day. We've got, I believe it's seven activities for the kids. So we've got a whole bounce area. We have a couple of water slides, a human gyroscope, which is like that thing you sit in and they spin you around.
You can get in there even as an adult,
so adults can go in there.
Nope.
It actually sounds pretty fun.
No, it sounds like...
I know. I don't know how it would feel once I was in there, but it does look entertaining. It's fun to watch. People come out of there and they stumble all around. Anyway, we got face painting, and we've got shaved ice. We've got a live band. Yeah, we also have these really cool glow sticks we'll be selling, so I'm super excited about that.
Did you mention the beer garden?
Beer garden.
We have a beer garden.
Beer garden.
Yeah, it's not a margarita garden yet, but we'll work with the beer garden this year.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Food trucks
so
are coming in, too.
Plans for, like, growing the beer garden into something else.
I mean, if you ask me, I would like to have a margarita garden, but
we had it. Just call the American Legion.
So a couple important things we want to let people know, though. Due to the huge response that we've gotten from social media and other sources as far as the event, we've made a few adjustments. First of all, we are opening the gates at 3:30 instead of the later in the afternoon. That way people can come in with their families, get situated, get set up. The event still starts at 5, but this way people can park and get where they want to be before everything starts. Another big change, we initially thought we would allow pop-ups in the park, but because, again, of having such a huge response, we don't want to have 1,000 pop-ups out there and then people can't enjoy the actual fireworks show. So no pop-ups.
So no pop-ups.
No pop-ups. Yeah. Again, I want to reiterate, no alcohol, no glass in the park at all, and then no pets unless they're service animals.
And no firearms.
Yeah, of course, no
celebrate
firearms.
The 4th of July.
And where is all the festivities taking place?
At the community center park. The address is
1527 North Road 1 East.
Oh, so it's where the pool is.
We are right. Yeah,
we're having free swim day from 12:30 in the afternoon until 10 o'clock at night. So you can actually sit in the pool with your family and watch the fireworks.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I like
fun.
It's pretty neat.
Fun.
And it's free.
Shriveled,
is there going to be like a cap or a limit? Will a pool fill up fast?
It usually gets pretty busy. Our max is 450 people, and I don't think we've actually ever hit that, but yeah, that's what our cap is, so we'll see. But if we get a good crowd, then, you know, that works.
That does work.
Yeah, and the great thing, too, is everything for your family. You can come and enjoy the day. You can bring your cooler, bring some snacks, or just eat the food at the food trucks. And general admission is free.
How many food trucks is there going to be?
We'll have two.
Two food trucks, so different options.
Who you got?
We have Dan with Iron Horse Grill. And then we also have David over with Woodfire Pizza.
Yeah,
they're amazing too.
Yes.
So really good options. And then we also will have snow cones there.
Snow cones are always a plus.
Oh, for the heat, yeah.
Oh, gosh, Last year they went like hotcakes. Remember last year?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
definitely
have someone singing National Anthem. He's actually one of our employees, great kid. So he's super pumped about doing that for us. And then we've got Alter Ego. The band starts at 5:30. They'll be starting to play, and they'll go right to 9, right to firework time.
So. Okay, so fireworks start at 9. Yeah.
Dark. But, yeah, usually, that gives everyone kind of a few minutes to prep.
What about parking?
Parking is free, also free.
Okay.
We are the only place, I think, that has free parking and free general admission. And the parking is going to be in the field that is south of the community center. It's the field between the community center and Territorial. So that's where we're going to have everybody be parking. So make sure you get there early to kind of get a spot that's a little bit closer. But, parking is free, so bring
it. And you'll be directed. There'll be
plenty of people directing.
Sure.
We'll have security out there, too.
You said gates open at 3:30?
At 3:30.
So get there, bring in, you can bring in your cooler, but no alcohol. You can bring in, like, water, soda. Hogwash for the kids, anything like that.
And you can bring umbrellas and things like that for shade, because, you know, we understand a lot of families have younger kids and people who don't do well with the heat. We just can't allow any canopies or pop-ups, but you're welcome to bring umbrellas,
What about blankets?
Absolutely.
We have a few families coming in. They've called and asked if they can bring some lawn games. So we've got a couple people coming and bringing, lawn darts and then the cornhole.
Cornhole.
So it's, we've got lots of room.
You can bring
to
in your
play.
Own little things.
Absolutely.
What about chairs, like your pop-up
Absolutely.
Camping chairs?
Oh, definitely.
That
yeah.
kind of stuff. You can bring in all that, just no physical pop-up.
Correct.
And no
you've
firearms.
And porta potties.
We do. We have lots of port potties, lots of restrooms, and the wristbands again are only $5 a piece. So you bring your kids.
And the wristbands are for just the kids,
for
right?
the bounce houses, the slides.
Adults can do them too. But yeah, the wristbands cover adults and children, and it covers our bounce zone.
So that's the only thing that's costing something.
That's it.
It is. Okay. That's
and
it.
Then the rest of the games around the area for the kiddos are free.
We actually have a midway that the Lioness will be actually helping out with. And the midway, I think, is 25 cents a game.
Oh, okay.
I think so. It's either 25 cents a game or they had talked about doing it for free as
the
well.
The Lions.
So,
gotcha.
I think you mean the Lions.
Yeah.
The
yes.
Lions.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
So it is the morning Lions that are going to be, doing the midway game.
Yes.
So it'll be something there for the kiddos, too. You know,
give away little prizes.
Little prizes, things like that. Wow, it sounds like such a great event. Like, there's a lot going on. It seems like, and the fireworks, are we a go?
We are. We are a go.
No matter what.
Yay.
Unless Chino Valley is literally burning down to the ground, we will have fireworks.
And then you can have the fireworks and it just keep on going.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't matter then.
Wouldn't
at that
matter.
Point, might as well light them off anyways.
Yeah. Well, and this is the first time in 2 years that we've had fireworks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is an exciting time.
It is.
It's really exciting. People are getting excited to come out, view the fireworks. Do we have anything
have fun.
Big fireworks coming up?
We do.
Our fireworks shows in the past have been awesome, and the same people that have put on our shows in the past are the ones that are doing it again this year. So
and they do a great job.
They really do.
That's good.
Yeah. And then, make sure you guys get there a little early because there will be some crowd control and traffic control. So I believe if you're not parked and in the park, I think by 8:45, don't quote me on that, but I believe it was somewhere around that time, they're not going to let any more people in or out. So you want to get there, get situated. If you're there trying to get parking at 9, they're not going to let you in.
Right.
So,
gotcha.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So get there early, bring the kiddos, bring your family. And like you said, if you don't have kids, you can still come out, enjoy the food trucks, the beer garden. Some Hawaiian shaved ice, snow cones.
That I like. As long as they have grape, I'm happy.
As long as they have some ice to keep you cool. But otherwise, there's plenty of activities there for the kiddos.
There is.
It's going to be
great.
A lot of fun.
Great. And I know after this, you guys are headed into another event.
Right into Mud Run. Yes. Mud Run would be August 17th this year. So we're getting ready for that one. We've already got quite a few people registered and ready to go. And we start at 8 a.m., and that's our competition wave. That's our only competitive wave. The rest of the waves are family waves, team waves. We've got a costume wave. So just a really fun day.
And what is the Chino Valley Mud Run?
There's a 22 obstacles in the mud. So it's a 3.2-mile, 5K run, and all different ability and agility. And, there's a lot of folks that just take their time through it and have a good time. And there's some folks that come and they run through the event more than once just to get better time. So it's just a really fun filled day.
Wow.
Yeah,
it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And it's all in mud.
In mud.
Yep.
The obstacles are in mud. So you've got some distances between the obstacles that you're just running on dirt, but the actual every obstacle is in total mud.
And do they have hoses there to wet you down so you get muddier?
Well, we do have showers after the run, so they're just, it's not like state-of-the-art showers, but they will get the mud off of you so you can get home. You're there's no way to avoid the mud.
Well, so people get a hold of you for, the 4th of July if they have questions, or the Chino Valley Mud Run?
They can go onto our website, chinoaz.net, or...
Mudrun.
Mudrun.com, or they can give us a call, or chinomudrun.com. Or they can give us a call at 928-636-9780.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dallas Gray and Haley Bird from Parks and Rec Department of the town of Chino Valley, for being here today. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
We'll be right back. Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Nothing spoils a good time like having your RV breaking down. Sun Valley Diesel will keep you right on pushing with their diesel oil change. Up to 12 quarts with filter for just $69.95. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox and make an appointment today. Sun Valley Diesel, complete truck service on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living." Sun Valley Diesel.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our next guest, Frank Marbury, with the Town of Chino Valley. His official job title is Public Works Director and Town Engineer. That is a lot, Frank. How do you do it all?
Just get through it one day at a time.
One day at a time. Well, it seems like you have two different jobs, but it's all related.
It's all the same. We handle everything from streets to water to sewer to facilities and fleets. So
all the fun, exciting things.
Anything you can think is public works, we're it.
Streets and water. So what is going on with our streets right now? So that's been kind of the big issue.
Well, we had the big question about the road maintenance. Asked the voters to put that to a vote, and the vote was they weren't ready to fund it with a property tax, so council's direction is go on business as usual with the funding we have for right now and keep looking for more options, other options besides a property tax, to see what we can do. So we're moving forward, reported to council last meeting about what some of the roads are that we're going to be working on next year with our capital funds, and we can go over some of those if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the big ones that we're going to be working on?
One of the top priorities is Road 1 North over by Danny B's Fish and Chips, that intersection.
That's horrible.
Yeah, towards the east, and that's getting ready for, in a year and a half or so, ADOT is going to be building a signal there.
So that's up and coming.
So we'll get
so
that
there'll
ready.
Be a signal, and we're going to get that. That's where, yeah, I live right down that road, and it is, you know, a bumpy road.
Well, you don't go that road, period. You cut off and go other ways. Just, you don't have to go there.
Right, and that's in anticipation. And if we can get that one done this fall or spring, then in the next fiscal year, we'll look on working on Road 2 North in front of Safeway that's so beat up. But we want to wait until that signal's in place to give folks another place to go.
So that's what's up and coming. And we did get a new budget for this year.
Right. We got, as our budget usually is, we get about $400,000 after our normal expenses for roads. So we'll be doing that, a section of Reed Road. And there's a couple of neighborhood roads that we're looking at rebuilding that are so far gone, they're basically dirt roads right now.
So they used to be roads, but right now they've all kind of diminished and just dirt roads.
Right. And, yeah. And one of those is Pepper Tree on 2 North. If folks in Chino Valley know, it's where Road 2 North kind of jogs and does that little sideways jig to it that's been a pothole issue lately. So we'll try and fix that as well. It's
we'll
out
to
towards Bright Star.
Take a road trip.
Oh, over there. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of behind Safeway.
Now, I have a question. When you say Reed Road, okay, Reed is the boundary. So are you splitting that with the county?
No, actually, the town owns all of Reed Road.
Oh, because I know works. With the animal control, they do one side, the city does, right. And the other side.
The technical boundary is actually the property line on the other side of Reed. So the town... Okay. Owns the whole width of Reed Road.
Reed Road.
I didn't know
so
that.
So, well, we're going to get road repairs. What else is on the list?
So, like I said, we've got that section of Reed Road around Center Street is where that section's going to be. You can only do a little piece at a time. So, another local road, like I said, is Horizon. There's some apartments behind McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
That road's one of the ones that's basically.
Oh,
back to
I know exactly which one you're talking about. That road is by across the street from Casa Grande.
Correct.
And it's pretty much non-existent. That road is just if you've been by, it's just dirt.
You just think it is a dirt road.
It is, and I didn't actually realize that was actually a road.
Right, and that used to be a paved road, so
yeah,
we're
going
to try and get it back.
Yay!
There.
Yay! So. That'd be exciting for everyone that lives in that little area.
That's because you get your hair done down that way.
I know, but still, I didn't realize, you know, I just thought it was like an off-roading, you know.
No.
I had no idea it was actually a road.
Right? Yeah. You were practicing with your four-wheel drive truck.
I was totally practicing four-wheel drive. So, yeah, so that one is one of the ones that is very much needed. That's exciting.
Yeah, we've got, of course, more needs than we can get, but we're not doing very many miles this year, but it's because some of those repairs are on some roads that are really bad and need a lot of money put into them. So we'll try and get those done and get them done right.
And so
I have a request.
Yeah.
I'll put a request in. Road 5 and 89 at the cattle guard. There must be 50 holes there that keep getting patched. Is that yours or the ADOT's?
That's ours, and we keep patching it.
I know you do.
Much like we do most of the other towns. So
I know. It's a horrible patch. Practice.
You know,
it's one of those that has to be dug out and redone, I think. Huh?
Yeah, and it's just a matter of putting the money where the traffic is and trying to find priorities.
There's no traffic that way. So sorry.
You know what the whole problem with that one is? Because they go down Reed with the big... one half of the manufactured homes and then turn and come down there and the big trucks. So that's where our problem is down there. So, I said my 2 cents.
but that's a good analogy for the rest of town. It's just trying to prioritize, and there's always going to be a road that's left out because there's a lot of needs and little money to do it. So we work with the roads committee and council and try and prioritize the best we can.
Right, absolutely. Anything else coming up in the future that we're needing to know?
We've got some more capital projects that are in the budget this year. One big one is coming up is we're going to be looking to build some new bathrooms over at Memory Park by the
senior
center.
Yay! So are these like new bathrooms? Are we going to kind of tear down or are we going to replace existing?
We're probably going to use the existing bathrooms as storage and leave the pavilion there for the shade and then just build some new bathrooms that are compliant with current ADA accessibility and those standards.
When are you going to start doing this?
The contract goes to council next Tuesday, so we hope to build them this winter.
Okay, so in other words, for Territorial, the bathrooms will still be there.
When's Territorial? I have to remember.
August 31st.
August 31st.
Labor Day weekend.
We won't have started construction before Territorial
Thank
days.
You.
Yeah, that's great.
So we'll
and where are you guys thinking of placing these bathrooms?
Right next to the old ones.
Oh, okay. So
in that
right
dirt
next
area
to
there. Okay.
In between the bathrooms and the basketball
gotcha
court.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, with these new bathrooms, are we going to have, like, you know, a regular, two regular bathrooms and maybe, like, a family restroom or...
That's what we're hoping right now is okay to have a family restroom that's accessible to even the very new standard that is a changing station for a full-size adult is the newest regulation.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
So,
wow.
So we're looking to be
See,
compliant with
you,
all
buddy.
The regulations.
Thanks, daughter.
So it may help some folks that have needs.
Needs, yeah. So. Gotcha.
I had not heard that about a... Full
yeah
adult.
I had
it's
either
actually not required until January, but we're going to go ahead and include it in the require in the
holy cow
project.
That's exciting.
Wow.
So Chino Valley, you know, redoing a bunch wow of things, our roads, our bathrooms. That's
yes
really exciting because the bathrooms are such a need. Everyone
oh
goes
yeah
down to Memory Park. We have so many events down there.
A lot.
And we just keep seems like we keep increasing more and more events down there.
I do have one road project I forgot if we have
yeah
time.
Absolutely.
We have a CDBG grant that we're going to be paving some roads over in Chino Meadows 5, which is out to north towards the east. There's some dirt roads out that way, right around the Santa Cruz Wash. So we've got that grant, and that project should be starting up in the next couple of weeks.
Wow. So those people are finally going to get roads.
Yeah, they've been dirt roads since the 70s, I think. So.
Oh, wow. See? These people are going to be so excited.
They won't know what to do with them.
Yeah, they won't. They're going to be
They're
speeding
like
down the roads.
So that's a
yeah
that's a good thing. It's some neighborhood streets over there. We did a grant about 4 or 5 years ago that did about half of that neighborhood, and we're going to finish up that neighborhood this year.
Oh, wow. That's going to be just,
They're
I mean,
be
just
happy
exciting. Yeah, that's going to be really great for the residents down there. And you said it was at Chino Meadows 5?
5.
Correct.
So that's exciting.
I didn't
Lots
know
of things coming up.
I didn't know there was more than one. I just thought they were all Chino Meadows in that
no,
section.
Yeah, that's us engineers. We've Chino Meadows. There's 1 through 5 different huh filings.
You
out
learn
there
something
that's
every
That's engineer
day
talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
totally
like it's just like Appaloosa and Appaloosa too.
Yep.
That one I knew.
So we've got you guys have been working really hard on the new budget and with the roads, like you said, and what's up and coming and all the different roads that you listed. So that's great. And we're also got new bathrooms. So
that's going to yeah will initiate. Well, let's see. You said they'll be built next year you're hoping for?
This winter.
This winter. That means so Territorial next year we'll use them.
We should have them by the spring.
Cool.
So that's a good thing. Another thing that's not really to the public, but we're building along with
you
that same
now
contract a utility shop out by our treatment plant to help house some of our equipment that's having trouble getting housed. We've got a couple more years before we have to move out of some facilities for the equestrian center that's out there.
Right.
So we're having to we're building new construction to take up for that. So
are you guys going to be, because I know the Chino Valley Equestrian Center takes one half of that building and Public Works takes the other half. So you guys are going to be moving out?
Right. We've got about 2 years before we have to move out. So
before you vacate, before they kick you out.
We're starting the process of relocating some of those facilities.
And are you looking at a place to relocate or where are you guys going to be at?
We're just going to move right down the road.
Okay.
The treatment plant is almost next door.
Over there.
So we're just going to be moving next door, basically.
And building just a new structure.
New structure, new fence, try and get out of the horse folks' way.
Out of the horse folks' way, yeah.
Yeah. We were just there the other day.
Yeah, so they did have
a mixer there.
They had a mixer there. And that was fantastic. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So I can imagine two different departments kind of crowding up.
Yeah, so all those piles of rock, we're going to move those to the west a little bit over by the treatment plant.
The horses will be happy.
So give them a little more room.
Yeah, give them a little bit more room for that.
How funny.
Wow. So, okay, gosh, so much going on with the town of Chino Valley. So much to learn about. And I'm glad that you're here kind of opening our eyes because, you know, there's been a lot of talk on, you know, what people are saying, you know, that the town doesn't do anything with our money and, you know, and you're not fixing up our roads, but you're really saying, I mean, on average, what does it take to rebuild a road? I know you had statistics.
Isn't it by the foot or something?
Well, yeah.
How much does it cost?
To build a road with water and sewer under it, you can spend $250 to $300 per foot. So when you figure a mile is over 5,000 feet, you're in the $1.5 to $2 million range for a two-lane road.
And we don't even have that much money. You said you got a budget, a grant or something for $400,000, right?
Yeah, we typically spend about, they've worked it up to about $400,000 per year for road maintenance is what we've got. And, of course, that depends. Things like the state budget this year, we actually came into a little bit of a windfall. The state budget added another $197,000 to our HERF money to go towards roads. So that came to us. And for big towns, that might not be much, but for us,
that's a lot.
Increasing our budget by almost 50% for what we can hire contractors to fix. So that was huge for this year. Don't know if it'll come again next year, but, that was huge for us.
That is huge.
Yeah.
So is it just, yeah, it's one of those things that we're hoping for next year too, to kind of come in. So that's great. So we got a little bit of a budget. I just wanted you to say, like, well, you know, what the prices were for the roads, because it is astonishing how much it costs to rebuild one road.
Right. That's why we look, and that's where some folks don't like the seal coats, such as chip seal or the microsurface, which is what ADOT's doing north of town. That's still a seal coat.
That's but, me.
But it's pennies on the dollar for compared to what rebuilding a road costs. So you try and keep those good roads good with those seal coats in order to save that money. It's like painting your house so you don't have to replace all the siding.
That's true.
Is the theory there.
And then work on the really bad ones.
Work on the bad ones when you can get to
and
them.
And then keep those up.
Because the bad ones have already used all the money in them already.
Gotcha. Hey, so, let me ask you too, Frank, because I do get the question at the chamber. Why doesn't the town do that new rubber roads, you know? They're like the new rubber using tires, using all this stuff,
shredding
you know,
them.
Shredded rubbers. It's kind of one of the questions that comes in.
We can still do that. Prescott Valley uses a lot of that in their chip seal, to be honest. So we look at that. It's a little more expensive, so we try and look at the best value for the best road where we can get it. We used some special oil on Outer Loop last year, and it seems to be working pretty well on the chip seal we did out there. So we experiment and look for the best bargain, not necessarily just the newest, latest, and greatest, but what gets the taxpayers the most for their money.
And I'm sure, too, like with the heat and things like that kind of come into effect.
Yeah, you look at the heat, also up here, the cold is compared to Phoenix.
Yeah.
And the amount of traffic, the rubberized stuff works better on the higher traffic roads, since it costs a little more. So some of the other more traditional methods may be more cost effective on the smaller traveled roads.
Are you the one in charge of getting a light at the Chino Valley at the Outer Loop there to make that Chino Valley sign bright?
We're working on that. You're talking about lighting up that sign. So, yes.
Yes. Good.
You're lighting up a sign.
Well, I don't know when I'm in Chino Valley. No,
oh, no way.
And we're looking at solar options for that, too.
That's good.
Oh,
I'm
that's
glad
really
to hear that.
Good.
That's
gosh,
best.
Frank, thanks for being here today. Thank you for enlightening us, telling us about the roads, what's getting fixed, about what's going on at Public Works, the bathrooms, everything that's kind of up and coming in the town.
Everything
of Chino.
Everything we use.
Yeah, exactly. Frank Marbury here with the town of Chino Valley, Public Works Director and Town Engineer. Thanks for being here today. Yeah. So stay tuned for our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Affinity RV, you get a home with a view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
The world's oldest rodeo began in 1888 and is still going strong today. Prescott Frontier Days is nearing the 132nd annual event in Prescott, Arizona. This traditional rodeo is packed with action, history, memories from generations. Join us from July 1st through July 7th for world-class rodeo as well as many family-friendly events taking place throughout the week. The support from the community is always terrific, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors who support us year after year.
Cattle Country 94.3, your official Prescott Frontier Days radio station with classic country music for the Quad Cities and beyond. On your FM dial at 94.3 and 103.1 FM in Prescott. Live online at cattlecountryradio.com. Proud supporter of the world's oldest rodeo.
Tickets and info are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or by calling 928-445-4320. Presented by Coors.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona Downs will resume summer racing on July 20th and 21st. Live thoroughbred and quarter horse racing will resume at the racetrack July 20th and 21st and continue every weekend through the Labor Day weekend. The owners have secured an investor who will provide additional financing to the Prescott Valley Racetrack. The Downs owners are celebrating the news by offering $1 hot dogs and $3 beers all weekend long. There's also the crowd pleaser Wiener Dog Races. Those will take place on Saturday the 20th. Admission gates open at 10 a.m. Post time for the first race is 1 p.m. General admission is $2. Kids 10 and under are free. Tickets are available for purchase at ArizonaDowns.com. The new financing enables Arizona Downs to expand its off-track betting network that currently consists of six partners located in Metro Phoenix, Flagstaff, Lake Havasu, and Pine Top Lakeside. Sunny, windy, and hot, extreme fire danger conditions, cooling after bedtime to about 61, with clear skies and highs tomorrow near 89, Wednesday and Thursday 86, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, overnight lows with mostly clear skies around 66, then up to a sunny, very breezy 103 tomorrow, equally windy Wednesday, with sunny highs Wednesday and Thursday near 98. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
Simply the best.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with my co-host, Patty Lindsay, the jack of all trades. You do everything. Well, I don't know what you don't do. But, Patty, you're going to talk to us a little bit about you're involved in a lot of different community events.
Yes, I am.
So you are a member of the Chino Valley Lioness. Just resigned today officially.
Well, it wasn't a resignation. I couldn't run as president anymore, which is okay because other people need to do the job.
Absolutely, I'm excited to have you back.
Yeah, I get to sit in back in with you.
I get to sit.
Noise.
Yep. We finally get to be on the same team.
Yay!
And then we also, you've got, like you said, we've got tons of events going on.
Yes, we do.
You're also part of the Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour. That's a mouthful.
It is. We haven't come up with a short name for it yet.
You need to.
It could be, no, that wouldn't be good.
No.
P-A-S-T.
Past. No.
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 That's a negative.
So what's going on in your area? You're so involved in all kinds of stuff.
Well, you got to stay busy when you retire. That's what you do. Anyways, something you are not doing. Okay, so first off, I'm here under for the Chino Valley Lionesses. We have, again, we're helping the Chino Valley Morning Lions, and they're doing a parade, and they do the pancake breakfast from 6 to 11, and then we do the vendors in the Memory Park, the one that's going to get the new bathrooms next year. From 8 to 1, we do the vendors. And we've already sent out all the applications that have been passed people. And if you know of somebody, you can go to the Chino website, Chino Valley Chamber website, and you can get the app off of there.
So let's just back this up just a bit. We're actually talking about Territorial Days.
Yes.
So Territorial Days, really the launch is Friday, August 30th, which starts with Sequence and Saddles, which is an old-fashioned yeehaw barn dance.
And we did have fun last year.
And that's so much fun. So get your tickets. They're already on sale. Get those. And then right after that, August 31st is actually the day Territorial Days kind of happens.
It does the whole thing.
And so really what hits it off first is the pancake breakfast.
Yep.
Then
bright and early,
delicious pancakes done by the Chino Valley Morning Lions.
Yep, they do all the cooking, and the girls, the lionesses, they help them by
serving,
picking up, getting you coffee,
scraps.
That would be you.
Yeah, that would totally be me. I would definitely, yeah. And then after that, we've got vendors in the park.
Yep, from 8 to 1, they'll be there so you can come cruise around. Then also the town is going to have, at the other end of Memory Park, they will have blow-up things with water and dry, also bouncy houses, things like that. So the whole park will be full.
And then we have the parade. And then right after that, we have the corn dinner. So there's a lot of festivities going on. So really what you're here today is trying to recruit some vendors.
Yes.
So we're looking for vendors to be a part of the Vendors in the Park on Territorial Days. And you don't necessarily have to be a vendor to sell anything. If you want to promote your company, you want to promote your business, if you want to talk about your business, you can definitely come out there and get a booth.
That's a given. The booth is only $20. We don't charge very much for it. All it is, like she said, we have Baca coming. The school does their thing. They're the band. They like to make sure people know who they are. We've got people that crochet. We got a girl that makes mittens. I don't allow any food because the number one thing for that day is to have the Lions make their money for their pancake breakfast. So once 11 o'clock
hits. But if you were to sell, like, jams and stuff.
Oh, yeah, jams, packaged stuff already.
Perfect. So I could come in with my cookies already, like, packaged and sell those. You just don't want anyone competing with the actual
pancakes.
Yes, but
are you really saying your cookies?
Well,
you don't make cookies,
I don't. I definitely don't bake. I eat your cookies.
Yeah, you do.
And those are delicious, by the way.
Thanks, kid.
I know. I can package your cookies.
Okay.
And sell them for you on the side. But, okay, so this is a really great opportunity. I know we get a lot of calls at the chamber and just a lot of people walking and going, is there anything going on for vendors? Is there anything, like, can I sell my Mary Kay products?
Yep.
You know, how do I get my name out there? I've got a new business. I'd like people to get to know me. This is the weekend.
Yeah. And it's the cheapest weekend for having a booth, a 10 by 10 booth. I usually give you a little extra on the sides for $20. You cannot beat that anywhere. If you were down at the square, it's $365 to $500 for the weekend. No,
absolutely.
You could do better here.
And, you know, and if you wanted to do both, because we also have the parade, you know, the entry fee for the parade starts up to $20. And then after that, you know, it add $5 more. The maximum is $35. So even if you hit the max, it's $35, but the parade entry is $20. So it could be basically a $40 weekend for you to really advertise and promote your business.
That's the number one thing is promote your business, have a good time. Meet a lot of new people, and you just have to be there at 7 o'clock.
And there is a theme this year for the parade.
Yes, it is.
It's called Let the Party Begin.
Because it's the town's 50th, I was going to say wedding, but it's 50th anniversary of the town. So they named it Let the Party Begin.
Because officially,
it's
next year, 2020, is when Chino Valley turns 50.
They're younger than me.
I know.
But
I know.
They're older than you.
Yes, older than me, younger than you. Yes. And so there's all kinds of, you know, take advantage of this. Like
Please
I said,
do.
If you're a vendor or if you want to become a vendor out there, like you said, it's a great way to get noticed. There's so many people that attend this event.
Yeah.
I mean.
They do. And that's the reason we shut down at 1 because usually people start leaving about 12:30 on our side. But that's okay because they're getting ready to head over to that corn dinner.
Oh,
that's good food.
And the corn dinner, if you've never been, mark it on your calendar. It's you're going to have to go.
And you'll have to compete against me because I always win a prize there at the corn dinner every year. Did at the fireman's breakfast,
Patty's probably the luckiest person I've ever met.
I can't win the lottery,
everything.
Though.
I know, but wins always wins at, you know,
at
different.
One or two things.
One or two things. But the corn dinner in itself is just so delicious.
And at the corn dinner, my understanding is we probably will have, from the Linuses, we will have the pinwheels that are it's child abuse, but
right, to prevent child abuse.
And that's one of the people we will have in a booth is BACA, Bikers Against Child Abuse. And that's really important and right there at our heart.
For the vendors.
Yes, for the vendors.
For the vendors that
we
day in the
there.
Park. They'll be there. They'll
With
be talking
bikes.
About, you know, what they do, how they help the community.
Yep.
I know that they're getting ready to start a new chapter, so that'll be a really great meeting as well.
So now, I'm going to change my hats now. So she mentioned the studio tour. I'm early. I know it, but we want to make sure you all know it about it. Again, it's the first weekend in October, October 4th, 5th, and 6th from 10 to 4 each day. You can get in your car with your girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever, and drive around to everybody's studio and see how they make art. It could be a bronze person, a painter.
A glass person.
Yeah, a glass person. Let's see. We've got painters. I'm trying to think. We have blowers. One guy downtown does, he does it off of a lathe. And it's so beautiful when he blows. Makes these giant glass balloons. But anyways, I just want to make sure, I just want to touch on it because the fact that I will be back telling you more about it.
Right, and it's just to mark it down on your calendar because it's coming up soon, just like everything else is.
I know. Anyone want to come and help me in the studio?
Absolutely. I come every year help out. So right now we're looking for vendors in the park
most
for Territorial
important.
Weekend. Most important.
Yes.
August 31st. If you want the application, you can stop by the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. You can also give us a call. And if you stop by the chamber on Saturday over the weekend and we are closed, there is a kiosk outside where you can pick up the application for the parade and also the vendor application for the park.
See you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Patty. Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Linus, Jack of All Trades, Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour as well. And thanks for letting us know about the applications and how we get in.
Not a problem.
So stay tuned with more, and we'll be back with KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. I'd like to thank my guests. We had Dallas Gray, Haley Bird with the Town of Chino Valley Parks and Rec Department. Also had Patty Lindsay, my co-host today. And we had Frank Marbury with the Town of Chino Valley Public Works Director and Town Engineer. So here's where you're going to take out your calendars and jot down the awesome things that are happening in Chino Valley. We have July 4th. Come out and celebrate Chino Valley's 4th of July parade. Not the parade, but come out and celebrate 4th of July at Chino Valley. Fireworks, everything going on. And July 10th, we have our business and networking luncheon at Grace Baptist Church from 11:30 a.m. to 1, and catering will be by Craig Smokehouse. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.